Siman Tafresh Pei Aleph. Aim Abdila Benir Chanukah B'Motzai Shabbos. So we discussed yesterday lighting Chanukah candles on Erev Shabbos. And now we have to discuss lighting Chanukah candles on Motzai Shabbos. Says the Machab Tafresh Pei Aleph. Aleph B'Motzai Shabbos. Aim Abdila Benir Chanukah. So we make a Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh on a flame on Motzai Shabbos. You can't make the Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh on the flame of the Ner Chanukah. Why? She ain't nanim la'oro, because you're not going to benefit from the light of the Chanukah candles. They ain't mevarchin ala ner, ad she osu la'oro, and you're not going to make a bracha on the Chanukah candles until you're nana from the candles. Now, I don't think, my understanding, which I still don't have 100% clarity, but my understanding is you don't really have to be nana from the Havdalah candles. You have to have the potential to be nana from the Chanukah candles, from the Havdalah candles. You don't really actually have to get the Hanukah. But it's you have to be able to get Hana. And not that you actually have to get the Hana, but the Hanukkah candles, since they're off limits for Hana, so then you can't use a Hanukkah candle for Abdullah. Okay, that's it. Sif Beis, here's the $1 million question. What do you do first? Do you first make Havdalah, or do you first light Neros Hanukkah? So, simple logic without knowing too much about anything, it would seem like you should first make Havdalah and end Shabbos, and then light Hanukkah candles. Why should you light Hanukkah candles before you made Havdalah? That's what it would seem. But that's not so simple. Let's see. Says the Mechaber Sifes, Madlikin Ner Hanukkah B'Beis HaKnesses Kodem Havdalah. So in Shul, the Hanukkah candles are lit before Havdalah. Now, here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't make Havdalah in Shul, but in Chutz La'aretz, they do make Havdalah in Shul. So first they should light the Ner Hanukkah, and then they should light, then they should make Havdalah. Hagar notes says Ramah, but kol shekein b'veiso, certainly at home. Shem madlik, you should first light the Hanukkah candle, the achar kach mavdil, then make Havdalah. Then the Ramah says something which is basically incomprehensible. Sherei kvar hidlu v'veis ha'knesses, you already yotzei Havdalah in shul. Says the Mishabura, what is he talking about? There's a mistake. Because you're not yotzei Havdalah in shul. And if you are yotzei Havdalah in shul, some people, if a person is living by himself, is yotzei Havdalah in shul. Most people, hopefully, have families, and they go home to make Havdalah for the families. And if your family involves women, it's not so simple that if you're already yotzei Havdalah, you can make Havdalah for women, even though I know there are mekilim. And the Aruch HaShulchan mekil. Mishabura says, no, you can't do. You can't make Havdalah for a woman. If you already made Havdalah, we don't say Yatza Motzi, because there is a shita that women are not chayav at all Havdalah, even though we possibly they are. But if you're a man already made Havdalah, it's definitely not so simple. According to the Mishabura, you can't make Havdalah again for a woman. So when I listen to Havdalah in shul, I'm not yotze with that Havdalah, because I want to go home and make Havdalah for my wife and my daughters. So that line in the Ramah is very difficult, which the Mishabura points out. Look at the Mishabura Sifkata on Beis. Kodim Havdalah. The after mitzvah Havdalah tadir. So how do we know what to do first? So we have different rules. Tadir b'shein or tadir tadir kodim. What's more common? Obviously more common to make Havdalah. So Havdalah should come first. After mitzvah Havdalah tadir. Mikamakom komad denucha la'achel. Lord says, min ha-Shabbos other day. We want to push off ending Shabbos, so we push off the Havdalah and we do it later. So I had a hard time with that. What do you mean push off ending Shabbos? You can't light Hanukkah candles without ending Shabbos. So you obviously ended Shabbos in order to be able to light the Hanukkah candles. That's true. And that's what Dirshu points out in footnote 3 from Igus Moshe and the Eli Rabba. But even the act of the official ending of Shabbos through Havdalah, even that we want to push off and do later, because we want to push off Shabbos, the ending of Shabbos, as late as possible. Even though obviously you had to end Shabbos in order to light the Hanukkah candle. The Gambad Laka is a special advantage that you don't have by most mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa. So the opinion of the Mechaber and the Ramah is that first you light Hanukkah candles and then you make Havdalah. How can you light Hanukkah candles? You said Atachon Tanu, so you ended Shabbos. If you forgot Atachon Tanu, you're going to say Baruch Hamazim Mikar Shachol. It's no longer Shabbos. Then you're going to light Hanukkah candles. Then you're going to make Havdalah. That's the opinion of the Mechaber and the Ramah, but not everyone agrees to that, as we shall soon see. Mishmar Sifkat on Gimel. So, Kfar Shama Havdalah in Shul. Well, here's what I pointed out before. It's Varav Mugumgam. The Ramah is hard to understand. There's something not accurate here. Dalon is Kavin, not about Dalon. He's not Yotze with Havdalah. He is in Shul because he wants to go and make havdalah for his wife at home. Veda, and you should know. The taz or kamachron shom the mishitazo pligel ikedin or shom mechaber v'rama. The taz and many other achronim disagree with the mechaber and the rama. Who sphere who they all know the mitzvah havdalah kodemes l'ner chanukah mishum tehit tadira. The Milo of Tad, the Rishon Tad, the Tad, the Kodem, takes precedence over the others. Havdalah comes before Neros Hanukkah. V'ayim bebir halacha shebein adiyesh bazeh deos bein arishonim. So the bir halacha over here, Dibur Masla Madlikin, brings down the whole lineup for hundreds and hundreds of years. They're arguing over what should come first. Ner Hanukkah or Havdalah. V'al Kain therefore concludes the Mishnah Bura at the end of the Siman. But they said, "Knesses and shul ain't the shanas haminig shenogu b'Yisrael hadik mikol machakach lahada." So chutzlart, where they make havdalah and shul, the minig is the first light Hanukkah candles that make havdalah, and that should continue. What about in the house? The avid kamar avid or the avid kamar avid? In the house, there are different ways of doing it. If you do like this, you did it. If you do like that, you did it. There's two ways of doing it. There's no wrong way. There's two right ways of doing it. Some do Havdalah before Hanukkah candles, Tavishim et other, and some do Hanukkah candles before Havdalah. Okay, this is discussed at length in Bir Halacha Dimra Masvel Madlikim. And Yeshu footnote 9, they bring down the lineup. Different people do different things. Havdalah first is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Chozanish, and the Stipler first made Havdalah, and then the Hanukkah candles. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Zalman did it the other way. They say Minig Yerushalayim is to first light Hanukkah candles, and then to make Havdalah. And another point of the discussion is Havdalah you can say all night. Hanukkah candles, technically, is supposed to be the first half hour, within the first hour after Tzeisa Kochavim. You don't want to miss that, Zman, which would be another reason to do Hanukkah candles, which I think is part of the calculation of the Minig Yerushalayim. Okay, so there's no wrong way. Either way, you have many big Rishonim, Anachronim, and Poskim to rely on, and that is Siman Tafresh Pei Aleph. Thank you.